Hello, folks. Another quick fortnight passed by. Things are just normal as usual, everything going along nicely. The weather's been upsetting, though. It's rather windy and rainy. There's a forecast today of a heavy gale during the night. So I hope things will stand up to the gales when they arrive. Otherwise, things are not so bad. And I thought I'd tell you a couple of little stories. And I speak them in language that I'd use if I were home. Hello there, Dickie. Now, Dickie was a man who lived next door to where I lived. And he was a bit of a scrounger. Wouldn't work near nothing. And he says, I'm in, John, come in. So I went in, and there was Dickie laid on the couch. And he said, how are they? I said, I'm all right. I said, but the weather's a bit cold, and it's a bit upsetting. But otherwise, I'm all right, Dickie. Well, he says, I'm doing milk today, so I thought I'd have a lay in. And Dickie was a fellow who said that anybody who went to work wanted to get on. And as he was satisfied with what he was doing, he didn't want to get on. He said, don't get him enough to live on. We're a bit of poultry and he could make ends meet. Then suddenly there was a knock at the door. So Dickie shouted, come on in. And then walked Rentman. Dickie said, it's on the dresser, money's on the dresser with book. So Rentman went to the book, entered the money for the rent, about 20 pence, 4 shillings. And then he said, now look here, Mr. So-and-so, it's time we had these arrears paid off. Otherwise I'll have to take an order out against you to get my house back. Dickie says, okay, he says, I'll start paying on it next week. When it comes next week, he says, there'll be some tough arrears. So Rentman says, I hope so. And away he went. Dickie gave a wink. He said, he'll be lucky. Anyway, funny enough, I was in the following, I think it was on a Monday or Tuesday, I was in his house talking to him, and Rentman came again, knocked at the door, came in. Dickie said, it's on dresser, money, to 10p. So the Rentman says, what's this? He says, it's 10p off the arrears. He says, what about the rent? Ah, Dickie says, hold on, he says. Let's get arrears paid up first, he said, then we worry about rent. And that was the type of bloke he were. I knew him well. A bit later on in the year, it was getting towards Christmas, and we're talking to him, he said, oh, I'm a bit hard up. He says, I'll have to go out and get a few birds. I knew he didn't mean girls. And he went out this night, he was telling me, next day, he went out and got a couple of turkeys. And he sold them quickly next morning, poached them like. So I said to him, I said, now you're set up, you'll have enough money for you to manage on for Christmas. Now he says, I could deal with a bit more. So I said, you're not going again? He says, aye. He says, I'll try again. He says, that were easy. And he went again, but this time he got caught. Coppers nabbed him. So he rumped to court the following Monday, and the magistrates cited his case, poaching. He says, you're going to get 3 months imprisonment for that. Oh, Dickie says, that's all right, Your Honour. He says, I can do it in 4. So magistrate says, right, oh, he says, 4 it will be. And that's the life that Dickie used to use. I knew him well. Well, as I say, things are going smoothly, nothing to report. Note happening, so I'll just say cheerio for another while. And hope you've all well, and you're looking forward to Christmas. So cheerio, John.